This is the car park for Parton Walk, a 1.2-kilometre walk uphill to a viewpoint with picnic bench overlooking Loch Ken. The start of the walk is reached by crossing the road to a gap in the dike marked by a black post with a kite logo. The walk winds around the edge of mixed woodland where wood warblers, nuthatch and perhaps even pied flycatcher can be seen and heard in summer. As you walk up the slope, an impressive panoramic view opens up, with views both up and down the loch and to the Galloway Hills beyond.
Kites are often seen soaring in this area, and from the viewpoint it's easy to get the impression that you're flying with them, especially when they appear below or level with you. Of course, you may be very unlucky and not see kites here, but don't worry, you'll see them at some point further on. Back down beside the lay-by stands the old Loch Ken viaduct that formerly carried the paddy line, more of which later. The viaduct is privately owned and closed to vehicles and walkers, but its impressive bowstring girders hark back to the romantic age of steam trains and all that went with them. In years gone by, a ferry plied between here and Boat of Roan on the far bank, and today the slipway is popular with boaters on the loch.
Outside the breeding season, kites come together to roost overnight, and in harsh winter weather, impressive numbers can be seen congregating over roost woods. A great place to watch this activity is from Glenlagan Lay-by, just a few hundred metres north on up the trail from Parton Walk. The lay-by has a distinctive kite trail display shelter, so you can't miss it, and if you want to hear and see more about the kite roosting and other wildlife in the area, stop there for a few minutes.